Yo, what up? This is D Minor, and you are listening to Ainsley Dennis on the Morning Breakfast Show at Alive 90.5 FM.
All right, the time is 27 minutes to 9, and we have something very exciting. Carenza, did you want to maybe talk about the exciting thing that we have?
Well, we do have a special guest in the studio with us. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Tanith.
Tanith. Ainsley, would you like to introduce her?
Excellent. Hey, Tanith, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Awesome. So for all our listeners out there, Tanith is all, she's from Australia, of course, but her background's from Malaysia. She's bringing some great pop, bit of, I would say just pop or jazzy or disco-y or...
Kind of indie pop, indie pop. Sort of singer-songwriter stuff.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So I had the pleasure of meeting Tanith when she performed at the in Parramatta at the, what's that hotel's name?
General Burke.
The General Burke, yes. And she, I saw her performing live and she just blew me away. And I said, you have to come to Alive 90.5 and come entertain our listeners. So we will be streaming live if you want to see how amazing she looks on air. And we're also going to be bringing some awesome music. Tanith, what inspired you to write music?
Honestly, I've been writing from a very young age. So I started writing at about like 11 years old. And must say I had absolutely no good reason to start writing. Like, you know, when you're 11, you don't really know all that much or feel all that much. But I was writing some really some deep stuff at 11. So I remember I was just in the schoolyard.
Yeah.
With my friend. And she was also a singer. We'd both been singing since we were kids, like younger kids. And I don't know why. It was lunch and we were like, oh, let's write a song together. And then from there, I don't know, I just didn't stop writing songs.
Yeah. It's similar to, do you know Grace VanderWaal? She was a songwriter at 11 and you could just see she had this very high emotional intelligence. Even though she hasn't experienced the world, it's almost as if she understands the world from what she's seen. So I guess probably very similar.
I guess, you know, they always say kids do feel a lot, you know, big emotions, little bodies.
Yeah.
So I guess it was kind of a good way as a child to start expressing and like understanding your emotions.
Yeah.
Just processing them.
A lot of people, they write a diary and
I did that too and I found it the other day and it's embarrassing.
Was one of those pocket, like the lock things? And
no,
you had voice
really
activated?
Wanted one of them.
Oh my gosh,
so
same.
Jealous. And like the one where you spoke the password into it.
Yes.
If you remember that. That was a dream. Mine was just like a tiny A5. Had a little dog on the front.
Awesome. So what we're going to do is we're going to get Tanith to perform a beautiful acoustic version of a song. We're going to cross over for some more questions and we're going to be playing some of her music and also explain to you where you can find, on what platforms you can actually find Tanith and also what event she's performing at and where she's playing.
Exciting.
Lots of exciting things. And also, what's next on the bucket list? I'm warning in advance some of the questions I'm going to be asking her. Awesome. So, Tanith, what song will you be playing us this morning?
Today I'm playing a song called 21.
Yeah.
I believe we might hear it later in the produced version, but this is the acoustic version that I think you actually might have heard. I play it sometimes when I'm out and about.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a song that's quite
so
special.
So before you do that, why 21 and what is 21? Is it? Did you write it when you were 21?
I wrote it the week before I turned 21, 1 week before my 21st birthday. And it's just about that feeling that I think people get at all different points in their lives, but it really hit me the week before my 21st birthday. That feeling where it's like you feel like you should have everything figured out, what you're doing and what you're going to do with your life and where you're at, and you're seeing everybody else have it all figured out and you're kind of comparing yourselves to everyone else. And 21's just a song that says, well, slow down, that's right, you've got time, you'll figure it out.
Excellent. Great. So Tanith, over to you.
Thank you.
Excellent.
From 21, I thought I'd have it figured out now. Looking around at everyone, old 21 steps ahead somehow. Feeling like a small fish in the sea, grasping at nothing helplessly. When somebody said to me, darling, take it slow, take a breath until you know who you are, who you wanna be.
on tight. Just stay patient, don't be terrified of aging. There's so much wonder in who you become. There's so much left for you to see after 21. 1 week from 21, I feel it creeping round my shoulders. Little voices telling me, you know you're only getting older. Move quick now, don't get left behind. You know you're running out of time. That's when I had to stop, remind myself. Darling, take it slow, take a breath until you know who you are, who you're gonna be. Hold on tight, just stay patient, don't be terrified of aging. There's so much wonder in who you become. There's so much left for you to see after 21. I got so caught up in my thoughts and the fear that I might not ever live to make myself someone. Expectations scream so loud, trying so hard to make him proud. But I'm nowhere close to done. I'm nowhere close to done at only 21. So darling, take it slow, take a breath until you know who you are, who you wanna be. Hold on tight, just stay patient, don't be terrified of aging. There's so much wonder in who you'll become. So darling, take it slow, take a breath until you know who you are, who you're gonna be. Hold on tight, just stay patient, don't be terrified of aging. There's so much wonder in who you'll become. There's so much left for you to see after 21. There's so much left to see after 21. There's so much for you to be after 21.
Ooh, love that, man. That was brilliant. I love that song. There is so much more to see when you're over 21. By the way, I'm almost turning. I'm going to be turning 40. I lie. I'm a bit what? Over 40. So you need to write a song about 40.
I'll get right on
it. 25?
I'll be honest. Actually, I'm over 40, so I need to stop lying to the listeners.
What are you talking about? You're 32.
Okay. Awesome. That's really brilliant. Love it.
Thank you so much.
Really inspirational as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a really, really great song. I do a little bit of like life coaching for young adults in my spare time, and that's a very, very common theme that you see. People getting to that state, and I'm even personally in like a similar state to that where you think you should have it all figured out. Like I'm 25 now. I'm not even 21.
Yeah.
And it's hard when you see everyone else doing amazing things. They're getting promotions in their jobs or they're starting a family and you're sitting there going, what am I doing?
Yeah.
But there's so much more to life, and it's just about changing that mindset. And that song actually does a really good job of shifting the mindset of someone that may be in that spot because they can relate to it, but it sends that sort of hopeful message that there's more. So, yeah, I really, really like that. I thought it was an amazing song.
Thank you so much. I think that's like really nailed it. Is the song's called 21 because that's, you know, the age I was turning. But I really do think, like, I'm also 25 now, and I've carried that with me, you know, that same feeling pops up all the time and I don't really know that it ever stops.
Even when you're 50, you're like, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah, exactly, because it's like, I don't know that you'll ever feel like you have it together, you know, air quotes. Like, you're always growing and learning and just figuring it out as you go. So I think that that's really cool to point out that it's 21, but it's actually about just that feeling more than the age itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Excellent. So I'm going to ask Cameron now to bring in one of the songs, one of your songs as well. Which one are you going to be playing
first? I've got purple lined up.
You got purple.
Purple's a pretty funky colour. So.
Yeah. Awesome. So why purple, Tanner?
Okay, so when I was a bit younger, I used to always wear this same shade of purple lipstick anytime I did anything music related. I never wore it other than when I was doing music. I'd never wear it out. I'd never wear it just, you know, when I was hanging out with friends or anything. But every single time I did like performances, video shoots, photo shoots, anything, I wore this purple lipstick. And I kind of just thought about the idea of it being like an alter ego. And so I just wrote this kind of character based around this alter ego. And so purple is kind of about that character, which draws on bits of my own personality, but it's kind of having a bit of fun with the writing in a more like novel kind of way. I'll let you figure out what that means soon.
Oh, I'm excited to hear it.
Excellent. Well, this is Purple by, I should get this right, Tanith.
Tarnith.
Yeah. Tarnith. Okay. Tarnith. Sorry, I keep saying it.
It's terrible.
I think it's Aussie,
names.
Man. It's the A-E-E-O-U.
And up next, we have Purple by Tarnith.
Excellent. Well done. That's really good for Cameron because he doesn't pronounce any of the roads right.
Yeah, I can't pronounce any of the roads right.
So. All the time.
So I've got a name right. All right. All right. And here we go. And that was a very, very interesting song. I really, really enjoyed that. We had a bit of a laugh about it in the studio here. It's really, really, your genre of music is actually really, I don't know, different. Do you guys feel
it's quite
like
unique.
It feels very unique. Like I'm struggling to put it into like a genre. It's kind of like just Tanith music.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a blessing and a curse because people always want you to say kind of artists that you're similar to, they'll always say, so who do you sound like? Like, who would you say is someone you're similar to? And I've struggled with this my whole life. I'm like, I don't know.
I just don't know. Tanith. I sound like Tanith. That's what I sound like.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So it's a new genre. Yeah. It's just me. Just me in it at the moment.
Yeah. We'll make it. We'll start up a segment.
You know what? If I could describe your music and having listened, it's very inspirational. It's very uplifting. It's very instrument. It's not the normal you know, all your stories, you're telling a brilliant story in all your songs about what you've gone through, which is really good and deep and emotional. So you have that emotional connection. So I love that she was purple. My favorite color is blue, so I want He Was Blue, and I also want 40.
Okay, all right. So next songs will be blue and 40. Hopefully not those two things together.
No.
Maybe make a song, I reckon, I've got the title for it here, Alive 90.5. I think that's a good title for a song.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Yeah. I feel you. There's so many things that rhyme with, I mean, the two things already rhyme, Alive 90.5. There's two lines already.
Yeah. Throw in Ainsley's name.
Yeah.
Get a 40 in there, a blue.
Got it. Done with song produced.
So, Tanith, where can people find you? Where are you performing your gigs? I believe you're going to Jindabyne, which I'm jealous about, this weekend.
So it's my first time playing down there this weekend. So Friday and Saturday night this weekend, I'll be at Banjo Patterson's Inn, which should be fun. I haven't actually taken my gigs kind of countryside yet, regional. That should be fun. And then I've just actually checked next week. On Saturday, I'll be exactly where we met, General Burke.
Yeah. In Parramatta. I will be there. What day is that? Saturday.
Saturday night, 6 to 9.
Is that the 20th?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I'm on a boat party.
Unbelievable.
Always on a boat party. We'll be there.
You know what? I'll forgive you. And then 27th, I will be, 28th, I will be at the Peakhurst.
That is. Down the road from me, I can actually walk there.
Yeah?
So I will be there.
Oh, that's a great one. I really like that. Yeah, the Peakhurst.
It's a beautiful venue. It's just been done up. Amazing. And it's like my local.
Yeah, it's so good. Oops, I hit my hat. Sorry.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's really good. I just went there for the first time a couple of weeks ago. Or maybe it was last weekend. I don't know.
Have you ever performed at Northies?
No, not yet.
You need to get into Northies. Yeah. I tell you, you would blow all that people in the shy because they love. They love your genre of music.
Really?
I'm serious. Yeah. I've seen some other musicians perform there.
Yeah.
And you're definitely up there and they would connect with you.
Oh, yeah. I'll try and get there then.
Get into Northies. Speak to your agent.
Get it done. Will do.
Awesome. So, yes, just to recap, Jindabyne this weekend. Next week you're at General Burke. Saturday, and then the week after at Peakers. Is that Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday. I am somewhere on the Saturday. I just can't remember where. So if people follow me on my socials, then they can see.
On socials, where are you on? How can they find you on socials?
Instagram and Facebook are my main two. I think that's generally the main two, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you've got a different, you've got Tanith, full stop,
right? Yeah, so if you put in at Tanith full stop on Instagram, and then on Facebook it's Tanith, singer/songwriter. But if you put in the URL, facebook.com/Tanith full stop. So if you can't remember anything else, just Tanith full stop should do.
So full stop, the actual word for
the
stop.
I typed
in like the full stop, just the dot, and was like, wait a minute, there's Tanith full stop.
Don't worry, afterwards I'll be calling you a Cameron full F-O-O-L stop.
It's like when people say my password is password, you know what I mean?
That's awesome. Love it.
So what's next on your music career journey? Do you have any new songs lined up or an album, an EP?
Yeah, so actually I'm about to do something that I've never done before, which I'm very excited but also crazy nervous about. So last year, I spent all of 2019 just gigging all over Sydney. I closed out 2019 with like about 70 gigs I'd done that year. And I just really wanted to get out and about and meet people and get my face and my music in front of people. Mm. And then in 2020, the plan, as you know, everything in 2020 goes, the plan in 2020 was to be in the studio and releasing songs heaps. But because we were all in lockdown, I couldn't go to studios and work with people and get those songs done. So I spent the year actually learning how to produce and engineer music myself in a little spare room in my house. And so I have produced a series of songs myself, created them myself. It's a project called the Four Letter Word Project. I haven't actually announced this, kind of exclusive. So I haven't actually announced
breaking
what it's about.
News.
Yeah, it's breaking news here right now. So it's a series of five songs. The first will be coming out March 26th. And the four-letter word project was intended as a way to kind of reconnect people with a common theme that everybody or most people I think can relate to. And so it revolves around the whole story of the search for finding romantic love, you know, that that thing that I think a lot of people have experienced or can relate to. And so it's five songs and each song tells the story each stage at a time. So starting with stage one, that meeting that person, and then it progresses from there. So without giving too much away what happens, five songs that are released throughout the year, and the first one comes out in, what is it, like a week or two now? Yeah, March 26th.
I want to know all these secrets.
So you have to talk to her agent?
Yeah.
Wait up in front of them.
So we're going to be bringing you next 21, which is your recorded version?
Yes, the recorded version.
Yeah. So you had the acoustic and now you're going to hear the recorded version.
Awesome. And we're going to get Cameron and Kay dancing. I'm looking forward to this.
I'm so keen.
Dancing like we were 21. Yeah.
Well, they still act like they're 21 half the time. But anyway.
Maybe 18. Maybe 11.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Tanith. Tanith, sorry. And we will bring you 21 by Tanith.
Thank you.
In the sea, grasping and nothing helplessly. That's when somebody said to me, darling, take it slow, take a breath until you know who you are and who you want to be. Hold on tight, just stay patient, don't be terrified of aging. There's so much wonder in who you'll become. There's so much left for you to see after 21. 1 week from 21, I feel it creeping round my shoulders. Little voices telling me, you know you're only getting older. Move quick now, don't get left behind. You know you're running out of time. That's when I had to stop, remind myself. Darling, take it slow, take a breath until you know who you are and who you want to be. Hold on tight, just stay patient, don't be terrified. Wondering who you'll become. There's so much left for you to see after 21. I got so caught up in the thought and the fear that I might not ever live to make myself someone. Expectations scream so loud, trying so hard to make them proud, but I'm nowhere near close to done. Close to done at only 21, so darling, take it slow, take a breath until you know who you are and who you want to be. Hold on tight, just stay patient, don't be terrified of aging. There's so much wonder in who you'll become. So darling, take it slow, take a breath until you know. After 21, there's so much for you to be after 21.